Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The name CalMatters should be familiar to listeners of Insight. We regularly have reporters from the nonprofit newsroom to talk about some of the biggest issues facing Californians, from politics to education, housing, inequality. Next week, CalMatters is taking a new big step forward. They're launching their first ever Ideas Festival right here in Sacramento. The event will take place on June 5th and 6th, that's Wednesday and Thursday, at the Sheraton Grand Sacramento Hotel, and will feature a variety of speakers, panel discussions, summits, and more. Joining us now is CalMatters CEO Neil Chase, and just for transparency, Cap Radio, of course, is a content sharing partner with CalMatters, and we're a media sponsor of the festival. Hello, Neil.
Hello. Thanks so much for having me. And by the way, we love that partnership. You guys are great partners.
We do, too, especially here at Insight. We love having your reporters on. Okay, so at the risk of sounding cheesy, when did the light bulb go off for the Ideas Festival?
You know, it went off a couple of years ago. We realized that we love doing journalism in person. We love getting people together in a room, talking about an issue, digging into all the different parts of it, and having the people in the room who can do something about it, who are affected by it. And we've done events. We've done one-day events here and there over the past few years. And we saw some of other organizations like The New Yorker, The Atlantic, The Texas Tribune, which is CalMatters of Texas, do these things successfully. And we talked about it for a long time. And one day we said, if we don't pick a date, lock in a contract, and sign a year ago, if we don't lock in a date, we're never going to do this thing. So we decided, let's do it.
And for people who may not be aware, I mean, we hear CalMatters all the time at Cap Radio, but really across the state, people hear CalMatters. So talk about the reach that CalMatters has in California.
Yeah, CalMatters started 9 years ago, primarily to replace the amount of journalism that used to be done at the state capitol. There were 150 reporters crawling all over the state capitol building 25 years ago. By the time you got to about 10 years ago, you had Cap Radio and a couple other folks covering it, and that's about it. And so they brought in CalMatters. I wasn't here at the founding, to replace that journalism and create it. We have since grown. We're now almost 100 people. We are statewide, and we're doing journalism on a bunch of the most important topics statewide, how they intersect with local issues. And through the partnerships with organizations like Cap Radio, we are heard on radio stations, TV, and in newspapers and websites up and down the state.
What do conversations and even panels and even this festival that you're putting on, what does this add to the journalism behind CalMatters?
I think it gives you a different kind of journalism. We in journalism are so used to one-sided storytelling, right? We tell people what's going on. We report. We sometimes bring people into our stories by interviewing them, by having them on a call-in show or something. This really puts people in the room where they can see the interactions. They can watch the journalism happen. You can watch the reporter interview the source. You can watch the sources talk to each other. You can see the reactions. You can form your own reactions. You can ask your own questions. It's a different participatory kind of a form of journalism. And you can't do that with 40 million people, but you sure can do it with 30 people in a coffee shop or 100 people in a brew pub, or in this case, hundreds of people at the Sheraton.
Yeah, I mean, this is taking place over 2 days, so it is jam-packed. What are people going to experience?
It is jam-packed. It's going to be a lot of different kinds of things. We want to make sure it's not, oh, I don't want to say this the wrong way, like going to school, which we love.
Not dry.
We want it to be a variety. So there are going to be some panels with some folks who are fascinating, including some of the people who have the authority to make decisions on some of these issues. We're going to have one-on-one conversations with people that you may not have had a lot of time to spend time with. Javier Becerra, right? The Secretary of Health and Human Services, who was, you know, a longtime well-known person in California and was here in Sacramento, is now in Washington and is going to come back and talk with us, and I don't think a lot of people have had a lot of chance to interact with him and hear from him. We're going to have Barbara McQuaid, who is a former U.S. attorney. She's known for her appearances on MSNBC and her podcast Sisters in Law. She's got a new book out about disinformation. And as we plunge into an election year, it's a really important title. We're going to have a conversation with her on stage. And then we're going to have some folks you might expect, some of the state legislators, some of the state officials who are involved in these issues, and some folks from up and down the state to talk about homelessness, housing, some of the other really important things that we need to spend more time on.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine that there's going to be a lot of conversations and deep ones at that devoted to housing and homelessness. I mean, we talk about that a great deal. They're some of the most pressing issues in our state. But what are some of the other conversations that excite you about this festival?
One of the things we're going to dig deep into on the first day is broadband. The idea that, you know, a lot of us are used to having a high-speed internet connection in work or in your house, but as we learned during the pandemic, a lot of folks don't have access to high-speed internet, and it makes a big difference. Your kids can't do Zoom school, you can't work from home, lots of other things. People can't access benefits and things that they need. And so we're spending a good part of the first day Wednesday with a sort of a subset of the festival called the California Broadband Summit, where we're going to dig into why it works, why it doesn't work, where the federal money is. There are federal programs that are supposed to be bringing broadband to the whole state, how to actually make it happen so people can get online. We're looking at AI, not so much in terms of is AI going to replace journalists like we all worry about every day, and the answer is no, but the question's about how you manage AI in society and the role California plays. Nobody expects Washington to figure this out. So it's the European Union and the California state government that are leading on AI regulation. So we have the European Union's ambassador for these kind of tech issues, who's based in San Francisco, is going to be there talking about the European piece of this. And we'll talk about it from a U.S. point of view as well. And so issues like that that are not uniquely California, but really important to us here.
And I think it's a great compliment, because the reporting that CalMatters does is in-depth and it's very thoughtful types of journalism. And now people, I would imagine, are not only going to, you know, see the byline of a reporter or hear their voice on shows like Insight, but they'll get to see them in person.
You'll get to see them in person. You'll get to see them, how they act and how they interact with sources. And you'll get to think about the questions you wish they had asked and get to meet them in person. There'll be a lot of networking time between sessions. There's a lounge next to the main room where people can talk after each session, meet the speakers, meet the journalists. Many of our journalists will be there. Some of them are on stage. A lot of other ones will be there in the audience meeting people. And we just hope it's a chance for people to certainly get to know CalMatters better, get to know our Cap Radio friends. I know some of you will be there as well. And hopefully come away feeling smarter and more engaged with these issues that you care about, but you don't always know what to do about or even how to understand what's behind it.
Did you have a specific attendee or attendees in mind for someone who would be interested in going to the Ideas Festival?
There are a couple audiences. You can imagine there are a number of people in Sacramento and statewide who are deeply involved in state government. They're members of the legislature, their staffs, people who are in public affairs firms, lobbying roles. People whose companies and businesses are affected by what happens in state government. They are certainly a primary audience for us. They read our daily newsletter. They read our stories. They will show up for this event. There's a thing, an even more compelling audience is, frankly, the people who care about the issues we're covering. And that is CalMatters readers. It is Cap Radio listeners. It is people who follow these news stories around the environment, around education, around the changing California workforce, right? Are we preparing the people we need for the jobs that we need to fill? And so people who follow those topics and can get in here and have conversations on, see the conversation on the stage, have conversations among the people there. We're hoping it's a room full of people who really want to dig into these issues. And we know we have people coming from up and down the state.
Wow. And tickets are still available, right?
Tickets are still available. They're on our website at calmatters.org. And we're especially interested in bringing in students, teachers, people from nonprofits. There's some special rates for them. We're bringing in community college students from up and down the state, which will diversify us geographically, not to mention perhaps age-wise, and bring in some perspectives from people who are affected by these issues who can really help us understand them.
You know, CalMatters, as well as Cap Radio, we're part of this larger ecosystem when it comes to journalism. Of course, you have commercial broadcasts, you have local TV news, as well as commercial radio as well, and print. Where does CalMatters fit within this ecosystem?
We're really excited about this ecosystem. Yeah, there was a time when every news organization was on its own, trying to fight each other and beat each other for scoops and audience. That's not possible anymore. The sustaining process for journalism has to be that we all work together. And so when we work with your team at Cap Radio, we work with other stations, TV and radio stations across the state, newspapers, websites, we feel like we bring a sort of an expertise at the state level. We often show people what's going on in the state legislature. We have our digital democracy tool that lets you dig into your local legislator, understand what they're doing.
We've had Ryan on about that. It's
yes,
great.
It's fascinating. It's a lot of fun to play with. It's something you can get sucked into and spend a lot of time in. We bring that perspective, and we like to think that one thing we do for journalists around the state is we surface statewide issues, maybe provide you with the data that's behind that or the information you need, and cause those stories to be easier to cover in communities where you might have, you know, three people in a newsroom covering a city of 150,000 people, and they need the help and the kind of the prompts we can do to help them be better.
I've been part of those news deserts. I've been part of those, you know, three-person newsrooms. Neil,
exactly.
Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having us.
Neil Chase is the CEO of the nonprofit newsroom CalMatters, which will be holding its first annual Ideas Festival. It's happening next week, June 5th and 6th at the Sheraton Grand Sacramento Hotel. And again, for transparency, Cap Radio is a content sharing partner of CalMatters. We're also a media sponsor of the Ideas Festival. We have more information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, you can reach out to us, send us an email, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Leshinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.